Hello, podcast listeners. This is Seth Fleischauer, one of your hosts. And we have a very special episode here, one that we are releasing out of order as a companion episode to number 29 with Wendy Lee. And the reason that we are releasing this as a special episode is because the people who are interviewed in this episode are students of Wendy in the program that she does with Banyan Global Learning at her school, Caixing School in Taipei, Taiwan. So you will be hearing some Taiwanese students describing how they feel about their distance learning class. And the distance learning class is a daily English course where we teach content. So the main focus is learning English as a foreign language, but our content revolves around three major subject areas, language, culture, and technology. And in this situation, we are teaching them about podcasts, which we see as combining those three major categories of language, culture, and technology. The students that you will hear are students that responded to a prompt, which asked them to consider how they felt about their distance learning program. And some of the best and most provocative responses are the ones that are included here. We then recorded the podcast live in their classrooms. So the students actually went to a different classroom so that the audio wouldn't conflict. And they joined on riverside.fm, which is what we use to record our podcast from another room while the students watched their classmates be interviewed by me and by our producer, Lucas Salazar. So I hope that you enjoy this special episode. You're going to hear from six students about their perspectives about distance learning, which is very on theme for the podcast. And again, I recommend that you listen to number 29, Wendy Lee, to get even more context about this program and about this special episode. Thanks so much for listening. Hello and welcome to Why Distance Learning, the podcast for educators who are engaged with live virtual learning experiences, whether they be content providers who produce and facilitate or educators who want to complement their curriculum and learn more about the medium. We interview content providers, industry professionals, field experts, and educators who love and use live virtual learning. And today we have a special episode. This is not like our normal episodes where me and my co-hosts talk to guests who are mostly based in America. Today on the podcast, we have some students who are joining us from Taiwan, and they are part of Banyan Global Learning's Learning Live program. In a class period a couple days ago, they all answered the question, why distance learning? And the best answers are the ones that you will hear today on this special episode of the podcast. And the first person we have here is William. William, thank you so much for being here today.
You're welcome.
So William, when you answered the question, why distance learning, what did you say?
Because we can learn more cultures of other countries.
And why do you think it's good to learn about other cultures?
We can have more knowledge.
And why is that knowledge important for you?
When we go to other countries, we can use on it.
Ah, so it enables you to go to other countries and to be more knowledgeable, to be more sensitive and aware of the culture of other places so that maybe you don't make mistakes when you go other places. Is that what you're thinking about?
Yes.
Yeah, I think that's right. You know, when the first time I went to Taiwan, I was living in New York City, and I tried to get on the subway, on the MRT, and I kind of pushed some people to get onto the subway because that's what we do in New York City. But everybody looked at me like, why are you pushing us? That's so rude. So I think that that is an example of how you can learn about a place before you go somewhere so that you can be more respectful. Have you ever traveled outside of Taiwan?
No.
No? Well, I think that this distance learning program is a great way to prepare you to do that once you're ready.
Okay.
William, thank you so much for being on the podcast.
You're welcome.
Can you give me Johnson, please?
Okay.
Hi, Johnson. How are you today?
I'm feeling well.
Excellent. Johnson, when you answered the question, why is distance learning great? What did you say?
Well, I said that distance learning is amazing because students can interact with teachers around this world.
Yeah, that's really powerful. Why is that important, do you think?
So you get to know different cultures better.
And when you know different cultures better, how does that make you a better person? What do you think?
Because you can be more inclusive.
Ooh, I like that. Inclusive. What does that mean, to be more inclusive?
Be more friendly to more people and not judge them based on some types of things.
Ah, so if you can use this technology to become familiar with different kinds of people, then you can be more inclusive and you can be more tolerant and accepting. Is that what you're saying?
Yes.
That's amazing. Thank you so much for being on the podcast. Johnson, I'm actually going to move on to Emma. Can you please give us Emma?
Hello.
Hi, Emma. How are you doing?
I'm okay.
Thank you for being here on the podcast. Emma, when you answered the question, why distance learning, you had a different kind of answer. And I really appreciated the honesty and the candor that you gave us when you answered this question. When you answered the question, why distance learning, what did you say?
I feel like it isn't really amazing at all. It doesn't really give you many freedom while doing your assignments. You can't really listen to music while doing your individually assignment that won't bother your teacher or classmates. But I think it is still interesting because you get to see more videos about stuff that we don't know, plus improving your skills with socializing.
And so when you were talking about freedoms while doing assignments, like, is that something that you get to do in your other classes? Do you get to listen to music that won't bother your classmates?
Well, we don't really, because we don't really use technology that much.
Got it. So were you just saying what you wish it was like, that you wish you were able to have that freedom, even though you don't necessarily have it in another class?
Yeah, since I feel like it's individually, so it won't really like bother anyone.
Yeah. Lucas, what's your question?
I have a follow-up question. Emma, were you my student in kindergarten?
I did remember a teacher called Lucas, but I'm not really sure.
That would be him.
Yeah, that'd be me. Good to see you, Emma.
Good to see you too, teacher Lucas.
That's a funny thing to discover in our little podcast episode. Lucas, what do you remember about Emma when she was in kindergarten?
Emma was a good leader, awesome with English. And when Emma was stoked about something we were doing, was really happy about something we were doing, great student. But if I made Emma upset, it was real tough to deal with.
Ah, very cool. Well, this is a wonderful thing to discover. And I love that you have some ideas about how we can improve our distance learning class. And I think that those are some things that we should talk about, and we should see if we can make some of those work for you and for the rest of the students in the community. So thank you so much for those ideas.
You're welcome to yourself.
We are going to talk to Tina. Hello, Tina. How are you today?
Very good.
Thank you so much for being here. When you answered the question, why distance learning, what did you say?
I said that the problem is meaning here are many different kinds of one things. Reaching out to different people is important because we can learn something different for each person. Connect different people can not only interest our horizon, but also improve our social skill.
And so when you're talking about connecting to other people, what kind of people do you connect to?
The people around me and like my friend or my family.
And so when you are doing distance learning, does it give you more confidence to have those kinds of conversations?
Yes.
What is an example of a distance learning experience that was really fun or beautiful for you? What is your favorite distance learning experience?
I think maybe it's the Christmas FDL.
Ah, the Christmas Field Trip Live. Okay, Tina, we're going to go to Melody, okay? Can you give the headphones to Melody?
Hi.
Hello, Melody. How are you today?
I'm great.
I'm happy you're great. When you answered the question, why distance learning, what did you say?
I said that I think digital learning makes learning easier and faster. And more than that, we can maybe meet some teachers more and make us more international. And maybe we can learn grammar and writings or other things faster, more than just learning in our classroom, but not meeting any teachers from other countries.
Interesting. Why do you think it's important to be international, as you said?
I think it's important because many countries have different thoughts and thinkings of us. And I think sometimes we need to study from other countries' attitude or their international things. I think it's important.
So when you learn about these other attitudes, how does that change what you know and what you feel?
I think like there are different educations from Asia countries and other countries. And I think learning other attitudes can make us learn easier. And maybe we can know that what we can learn from more than just staying in this education, like nothing changed.
Got it. So I think what you're talking about is when you are given a variety of learning experiences that you now know how to learn in many different ways. And so when you are having experiences that are more international, it's making you even more smart, more able to do things because the learning experiences are different and new. Is that about right?
Yes.
Yeah, very cool. What has been one of your favorite distance learning experiences?
My favorite learning experience is making the Road of $8 billion project.
Ooh.
Because all of my teammates works hard and they helped me a lot.
And can you tell us a little bit more about this project? Because the people listening to this, they don't know what the World of 8 Billion is. What is that?
That is a project that making a video of about population growing, what effects of population growing. And we have different topics like health, invasive species, and others.
And so this is a project that, are you collaborating with students from other places?
Yeah, and we cooperate with our classmates and we have a competition with other country students.
Oh, wow, that's exciting. Have you had the competition yet?
We turned in the videos, but we don't know the numbers of the... Yeah.
Got it. Well, good luck. And you'll have to keep us updated to let us know how you did in the competition.
Okay.
Thank you so much, Melody. You have a really great perspective to share. And I really appreciate you taking the time to come on the podcast today.
Thank you.
Can you give me Cyril, please?
Okay.
Hello, Cyril. How are you?
Great.
Okay, Cyril. When you answered the question, why distance learning, what did you say?
With distance learning, we can study from anywhere, not just at school. We can learn at our place, and it's great. Technology makes learning fun and helps us remember things. It also teaches us to manage our time and work on our own. There are lots of different courses to choose from. So we can study things we like.
Interesting. Cyril, what are some of your favorite things that you've done over distance learning? Like your favorite FTLs, your favorite field trips. What are some of your favorite moments in distance learning?
The Thanksgiving FTL.
What did you guys do at the Thanksgiving field trip?
We followed Tia Courtney to the shop terminal, and we see many groceries that we can make.
Oh, that's fun. So you visited a grocery store?
Yeah.
All the way in America from Taiwan?
Yeah.
Yeah. How was it different than the grocery stores you have in Taiwan?
It's bigger.
Americans like food very much.
Yeah.
Yeah, we need a lot of it. Well, thank you, Cyril. Thank you for your answer. And thank you for coming here today on the podcast. I appreciate you being here.
You're welcome.
Awesome. Well, listeners, thanks so much for checking in. That was our special episode with students from Taiwan. As always, you can check out the podcast on cilc.org/podcast. And if you'd like to help support us, please do tell a friend, subscribe to the podcast, leave us a rating or a review. All those things help the algorithm. Thank you to our editor, Lucas Salazar. And if you want to know the answer to the question, why distance learning, please check out the people we highlight on this podcast. These are the people who are leveraging this amazing technology to truly transform the learning experience. Or in this case, they are the learning experiencers. Why distance learning? Because it's accessible and it's awesome. See you next time.